Trendstorm.
And finally, our last topic of the year is the rise of multipolarity in the Mideast. The success of Russia's anti-terrorist military intervention in Syria has allowed Moscow to emerge as the Mideast multipolar balancer, with the region's future geopolitical order being largely determined by the outcome of the upcoming Syrian National Dialogue Congress, as has been the trend ever since the U.S.'s 2003 war on Iraq. Events in the Mideast remain dynamic all throughout the year, with the most significant military highlight being the defeat of Daesh. President Putin declared that Russia's anti-terrorist military operation in Syria was successfully completed, and he ordered the large-scale withdrawal of his country's forces as Moscow prepares for organizing the upcoming Syrian Congress of National Dialogue that it plans on holding in Sochi early next year. In parallel with this process, the tripartite partnership between Russia, Iran, and Turkey was strengthened as all three great powers reached several agreements as part of the Astana peace process, the most important of which was the formation of de-escalation zones. These two Muslim states have also tightened their bilateral ties with one another as well, dispelling the weaponized sectarian narrative that Shiite and Sunni countries can't cooperate. While Saudi Arabia and its new crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, likely frown at this development, they've been powerless to stop it, largely because Riyadh already has its hands full dealing with the fallout of the Qatar crisis, managing the disastrous war on Yemen, and reportedly collaborating with the Trump administration and Tel Aviv in brokering a new Palestinian peace proposal despite the U.S.'s incendiary recognition of the entirety of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Furthermore, one of the more interesting developments that's taken place across the past year is that Russia has solidly positioned itself as the region's multipolar balancer, forging new relationships with untraditional partners such as Qatar and Saudi Arabia, while reinforcing its existing ones with Israel, Iran, and Egypt. Not only that, but Russia has also developed strategic ties with the Iraqi and Syrian Kurds, both of whom no longer stand any realistic chance of formally separating from their host states, even if the Damascus sword of de facto secession is still hanging. It's this latter issue that still remains contentious, especially given the American military presence in northeastern Syria. But Russia is doing all that it can to bring all sides to the negotiating table through next year's Syrian Congress. Taken together, and in spite of Trump's Jerusalem move, the Mideast is more or less stabilizing, as Russia's multipolar balancing act sees Moscow emerge as the most pivotal actor in managing regional affairs, though a lot of geopolitical uncertainty still remains.
Trendstorm.
Alrighty, folks. Well, all throughout the year, you've been hearing from Mr. Taya Baloch, an Islamabad-based regional security expert, writer at geopolitical.ru, and reporter at Optok TV about different developments in the Mideast and South Asia. And I'm very pleased to announce that Taya is joining us once again to help interpret everything that happened this year in the Mideast and tell us where it's headed. Okay, Ty, what's your take on the defeat of Daesh at the hands of the Syrian and Iraqi militaries, the Russian aerospace forces, and Iran and its allied militias? And what do you think the post-war future will bring for both Syria and Iraq?
First of all, on the platform of Radio Sputnik, I congratulate to multipolar world for success in Syria against Daesh on the eve of New Year and Merry Christmas. Russia and its Muslim allies, Syria, Iraq, and Iran got victory against Kharijite fitna in the form of Daesh or Islamic State in Syria and Iraq in the heart of Muslim world. Although Daesh has been defeated, but great challenge is still ahead. To secure Syrian and Iraqi sovereignty is a bigger challenge because the Empire of Chaos is already on an attempt to drawing down the new map in the Middle East. In fact, not only in the Middle East, but whole world is on a brink of war. But Middle East has become a center of war as it considers a nucleus of Muslim world. The war on Muslim populated areas of the world from Asia to Africa is directly connected with the situation in the Middle East.
All right, Tayyip, what I want to ask you about now real quickly is the role of Saudi Arabia in the future, because we see that it was definitely all over the news this year for a variety of reasons, including the Qatar crisis, the rise in Mohammed bin Salman, multi-billion dollar deals with China, King Salman's landmark visit to Moscow, the kingdom's deep state anti-corruption purge, the mysterious Hariri incident, and Saudi Arabia's rumored relations with Israel. So, Tayyip, what do you expect to be in store for the country next year? And do you think that it'll remain such a regional mover and shaker, or will it begin to moderate its policies?
You well described Saudi Arabia as regional mover and shaker by counting the all Saudi-led geopolitical happenings in the Middle East of this year. Upcoming years for Saudi Arabia is not seems good, as it has opened many fronts domestically and regionally, as it has failed to fold up war legacy in the region. Saudi-sponsored war in the Middle East is now reaching to the borders of Saudi Arabia, while Saudi Arabia has also lost the leading role in Muslim world because the Saudi soft corner for Israel has ended up its role in Muslim world. Interestingly, the Turkey is trying to fill vacuum of Muslim leadership among Sunni Muslim populated states. Therefore, the ruling regime of Saudi Arabia has formulated so-called anti-terrorist alliance of Muslim countries with aim to keep its hegemony over Muslim world. But this alliance was predicted against Iran. After the Iranian Revolution of 1979, Saudi Arabia used Sunni extremism with the Wahhabi ideology to prevent Iranian influence over Muslim populated areas. Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan were the battlefield between Saudi Arabia and Iran. While Saudi engagement with the anti-Muslim state Israel is also against Iran, the traditional rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Iran has beneficial for Israel, as Iran always considered Israel as a legal state on a Muslim territory, but Saudi ruling regime always facilitated Israel with this intention that Israel is the only country which can assist Saudi Arabia in the scenario of war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri's resignation was also an attempt of Saudi Arabia ruler Mohammed bin Salman to break down the status quo in Lebanon, because MBS' intention was to pressurize the Hezbollah. Saudi Arabia, Israel, and their allies declared Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, as Hezbollah has a long history of resistance against Israel and Wahhabi aggression in Arab world. In fact, it was Saudi Arabia who assisted unipolar world order by establishing petrodollar system. But now multipolar world has challenged the petrodollar system with alternative international economic regime system. Beside this, a conservative Muslim Saudi state was also exposed as a financier and supporters of Islamic violent organizations. But now systematic changes in world in this 21st century has pushed Saudi Arabia to bring basic changes in state. Therefore, Saudi Crown Prince vowed to restore Islam as it was before 1979. 70% of Saudi youth has become the main target of MBS to turn conservative country into moderate country. But the rhetoric of this modern state will put Saudi Arabia into more trouble, because conservative clerics will become a troublemaker in the modernization of Saudi Arabia. Okay. While MBS ambitions to become the future king of kingdom by sidelining the country old tradition is also leading country to uncertainty. MBS anti-corruption purge has also been exposed, as he used this campaign against its potential rivals. By keeping view of all these happening, it is easily to forecast that Saudi Arabia will remain a regional mover and shaker. While I am also seeing the upcoming war in Saudi Arabia, especially in its northern part, because all the northern neighbors of Saudi Arabia are burning in fire which was fueled by Saudi Arabia.
Trendstorm.
Okay, folks, we are speaking with Taya Baloch about our topic, the multipolar Middle East. Okay, Taya, well, you're speaking about the uncertain situation in Saudi Arabia, and I have to say that, I mean, the situation all throughout the Middle East does appear to be a little bit more uncertain to an extent ever since Trump's unilateral recognition of the entirety of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But at the same time, though, this had the unintended effect of uniting many Muslims, and we see Turkish President Erdogan appearing to walk in his historical predecessor's shoes by taking the lead in speaking on behalf of this transnational religious community. So, Tayyip, given these developments and Turkey's well-known tensions with the U.S., what role do you foresee Ankara playing in determining the future international order of the Middle East?
Yeah, no doubt the Jerusalem is a holy city for all the religions of Abraham. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam consider the Jerusalem as a holy city, but now the construction of Jewish third temple in the Haram Sharif at the Tomb of the Rock will push world towards a total world. In fact, Jerusalem was handed over to Muslims by Christians in very beginning of Islamic State over Arab world. History tells us that Jews were expelled from Jerusalem by the Christians approximately 2,000 years ago, but the last 20th century brought extraordinary changes in the world as Western Christians in the form of British Empire brought the National Home for Jews scheme to settle Jews in Jerusalem. First British Empire and now U.S. Empire helped Jews for the establishment of Israel state. Trump's decision on Jerusalem has broken down international agreement and it fueled anger in all over the Muslim world. We should have to be very thankful for Trump because his decision brought an opportunity to unite Muslim world. Iran was already working together Muslim world on Israel-Palestine conflict, but it was failed because Iran is a Shia Muslim state and it is conflict with Saudi Arabia was a main hurdle, while Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Egypt have their own solution, but they also failed to get the support of other Muslim states. But now after Trump's decision, Turkey joined Iran and these two powerful Muslim countries are working to unite and lead Muslim world on Jerusalem issue. And now Muslim countries seems united as they declared Eastern Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan has also very ambitious Muslim leader as he is also an attempt to revive the glory of Turkish past as it was during the Ottoman Empire. Now, finally, Trump has provided this opportunity to Erdogan as Erdogan has threatened a war with Israel on Jerusalem issue. Before the Balfour Declaration, Jerusalem was under the control of Turkey. So now Turkey has its own ambitions to appear as a main regional player in the Middle East. Many Muslim countries are supporting Turkish stand. Even once Saudi Arabia allied ally Qatar has now become the new ally of Turkey. While here it is also necessary that Turkey was the ally of the USA and NATO. But now after the failed U.S. attempt to regime change in Turkey, Erdogan has joined the anti-U.S. club. Now Turkey has appeared trusted friend of Russia as it is agree on Russian solution for Syria.
Trendstorm.
Okay, folks, we are speaking with Taya Baloch about our topic, the multipolar Middle East. Okay, Taya, well, you know, this is exactly what I want to ask you about, and we only have about a minute or two left, so I have to jump in, and I want to ask you the final question, and that's about the most important theme of this segment, which is Russia's emerging role as the Mideast multipolar balancer. So, I mean, taking into consideration all these different events that we've discussed, I mean, in what way can Russia kind of help to stabilize the situation and put the Mideast onto the path to both peace and stability? What's your take? We got about a couple minutes left.
You are absolutely right about Russian balancer emergence in the Middle East. But I will say it that Russian successful appearance in this region has changed the century-long status quo of the Arab world. Russia, from its birth to till date, was very ambitious to take control over Mediterranean Sea, but now it has a permanent military facility over Mediterranean Sea coast in Syria, has provided an opportunity to Russia to constitute a giant regional security mechanism. Therefore, Russia is working with its S-400 diplomacy to save and secure the world. Imagine after the installation of Russian S-400 system in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia is enough to secure the Arab world from any great potential threat. Russian multilateral institution and its foreign diplomacy brought Qatar and Saudi Arabia very close to Russia. Russian new engagement with Qatar and Saudi Arabia has accelerated Russian mediator role in Arab world. Russia, as the ally of the Iran, has become a hope for Saudi Arabia because Russia has potential to defuse Saudi-Iranian conflict. While Saudi Arabia is looking forward to Russian support against Iran, but Russia will not go against Iran, but it will help both traditional rivals to settle down their conflicts. While Russia has also offered its mediator role between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, even Russia has also seeking Saudi support to calm down anti-Assad opposition, because opposition rebellion was supported by Saudi Arabia. In this scenario, Russia has only country which has potential to solve such conflicts, as Russia has given two-state solution of Mideast. Russia announced Eastern Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine, while Western Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. After Russia, China also supported this Russian stand. Even many Muslim countries are agree on this Russian solution. It is a practical and applicable solution for both Jews and Muslims. Besides this, Russia has very strong influence on Israel, as 1 million Russian Jews migrated to Israel, and now Russian language has become second language of Israel. While Jerusalem is also a holy city for Russian Eastern Orthodox Christians. So this is the only and practical solution to save the world from upcoming World War III. While one thing is very clear, that Russian intention in Mid East is to settle down all regional disputes with aim to bring peace. Therefore, it is trying to diffuse tension with its Belsing Act. I am very much sure that Russian Belsing Act would remain successful, as Russia is winning on every front as a world superpower. In fact, after the failures of West to resolve regional conflicts, Russia came forward with the wisdom of Belsing Act approach. America on the Jerusalem issue has lost the leading role because it has broken the international status of Jerusalem, and almost whole world has opposed the US. Beside this, Russia also can become a bridge between Turkey and Israel, because Russian influence on Israel can be minimized. Israeli support to Kurdish against Turkey and Syria. While Syria and Israel has a long history of war, because Israel is illegally occupied on mineral-rich Syrian territory of Golan Heights, and Israel is directly involved in the destabilizing of Syrian state with its proxies in the form of opposition, terrorism, and Kurdish movement. But Russian Belsing Act can resolve these conflicts peacefully.
All right, Tayyip, this was very extensive. Thank you so much for sharing all these very interesting observations and your unique insight on regional affairs with us. It was very useful in helping us piece together the puzzle that is the Mideast. Thanks again so much. And Tayyip, happy early new year. I wish you and your family all the best in the upcoming year. Thanks always for coming on to Trendstorm.
Trendstorm.
Alrighty, folks, now if we think back on what Tayyip shared with us today, we can see that Daesh was defeated, but some threats still remain. At the same time, Saudi Arabia is undergoing so many internal changes, which might lead to a degree of destabilization, one which people would never have even thought possible just a year ago, let alone 5 years ago. At the same time, we also see that Turkey is rising, its soft power is increasing. Trump's Jerusalem move was very controversial and helped to destabilize events in the Mideast to an extent, but at the same time, it helped pave the way for Turkey's soft power rise, which was a long time in the making. But altogether, with all these interconnected pieces in the Mideast puzzle, Russia's helping to glue them together. Now Trump, he's kind of shaking the board and throwing the puzzle on the ground, trying to separate things. Well, we can make that argument. But Russia absolutely is interested in the opposite no matter what. Russia's all about stabilizing, balancing, and bringing everybody together. But let's see whether or not it succeeds, because the Mideast, I mean, this is a powder keg. Anything can happen. Now, folks, if you want to sound off and share what you think about this, please send us an email at radio@sputniknews.com or find us on Facebook. And with this, we end this year's edition of Trendstorm, brought to you by Radio Sputnik. It was presented by me, Andrew Kripko. Thank you all for listening. Wish you all a very happy, prosperous, healthy, and successful 2018. And take care. Bye.